USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Another earthquake struck Mexico early Thursday morning. A preliminary magnitude of 6.8 was centered in the western state of Michoacán near the Pacific coast, causing buildings to sway and leaving at least one person dead in Mexico City. Alleging a widespread effort to manipulate property valuations by former President Trump, three of his children, and their company, New York Attorney General Democrat Letitia James announced Wednesday her office is suing them for $250 million and an end to their operation in the state. Former Attorney General Bill Barr calls it a political hit job. President Biden declared at the United Nations on Wednesday that Russia had shamelessly violated the core tenets of the international body with its war in Ukraine. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals overturned a prohibition against the Justice Department investigating classified documents taken from President Trump's Florida home. This will allow the Department of Justice to resume reviewing the records. The three-panel decision said they could find no personal interest for Trump in documents marked classified and no evidence in the record that he had declassified them as president. Chairman Powell speaks after the Fed hikes interest rates by 0.75% to fight inflation on Wednesday. Powell indicated inflation could be around for another couple of years.
Today, the FOMC raised its policy interest rate by 0.75 percentage point, and we anticipate that ongoing increases will be appropriate. We are moving our policy stance purposefully to a level that will be sufficiently restrictive to return inflation to 2%.
The Mars InSight lander has detected seismic and acoustic waves created when four very small meteors impacted the surface of the red planet. USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as cane grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2-neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record-high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
Senator Marsha Blackburn, the Republican from Tennessee, introduced a bill to end punishments against unvaccinated members of the military. Blackburn stated that the Preserving the Readiness of Our Armed Forces Act of 2022 would cease the involuntary separation of service members due to their choice not to get vaccinated against COVID-19. Blackburn called out the Biden administration's unfair treatment towards unvaccinated service members. Violence between Iranian security forces and Iranian protesters, angry over the death of a 22-year-old woman in police custody, has killed at least 9 people since the violence erupted over the weekend. Masha Amani was arrested and ultimately died because of a headscarf. Ukrainian President Zelensky, speaking virtually, demanded that global leaders hold Russia accountable for its invasion on his nation. Russia should pay for this war, Zelensky said, calling for a special UN tribunal to punish Russia. Zelensky went on to say, we must finally recognize Russia as a state sponsor of terrorism. The Federal Trade Commission is reporting Amazon founder Jeff Bezos and chief executive Andy Jassy cannot avoid testifying in an investigation related to the company's Prime membership program. The government wants details of Prime's sign-up and cancellation process, which is the investigation's focus. Thank you for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes. Find the right parts for you or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.